Macmillan Audio presents The Cursing Mommy's Book of Days by Ian Fraser, read by Cynthia Nixon. To all of you, a cheerful and warm good morning. I am nobody special, particularly in the eyes of other drivers and some of the clients of my husband, Larry. I am just the cursing mommy, your neighbor and friend. Sitting with my morning coffee here at the kitchen table, after children and husband have been safely dispatched to school and the work he complains so bitterly about, I take a quiet moment for myself and you. Wrap your hands around your coffee cup, close your eyes, and share this moment with me. The goddamn fucking kitchen ceiling needs to be repaired. Excuse me, I did not mean to curse right then, but that is what I get for disregarding my own advice for as much as a second and opening my eyes. Accidentally, I glanced up at the mess the kitchen ceiling has become, plaster sagging in two places and a couple of pieces even breaking off and falling down, and I let out some curse words inadvertently. Well, that happens sometimes. Also, I won't think about that horrible night when the toilet in the bathroom above the kitchen overflowed, leading to the problem with the plaster. Apparently, Larry had never heard of such a thing as a shut-off valve. Now my eyes are closed again, my fingers laced comfortably around the cup, and the cursing mommy is with you in her mind. The wonderful philosopher Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, in French his last name sounds something like of the garden, isn't that lovely, once wrote, "My son is probably trying not to faint."